with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Trump says if Ukraine's president doesn't want his help in achieving peace with Russia, then they can fight it out themselves.
Following a heated Oval Office meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, President Donald Trump claimed to reporters that Zelensky doesn't want to stop fighting Russia.
I want a ceasefire now. He says, oh, I don't want a ceasefire. Well, all of a sudden, he's a big shot because he has the U.S. on his side. Either we're going to end it or let him fight it out. And if he fights it out, it's not going to be pretty. Because without us, he doesn't win.
Trump says Zelensky wanted to return to talks shortly after he left the White House, but Trump says he wasn't going to do that. Zelensky has wanted promises from Trump that the U.S. won't abandon his country. Donna Warder, Washington.
The FBI has returned boxes to President Trump that were taken during a search for classified records at his Florida estate in 2022. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
When the president flew to Florida on Friday evening, Air Force One was carrying some extra cargo. Boxes that had been confiscated during an FBI search for classified documents were loaded onto the presidential plane. In a statement, the president said justice finally won out and that the items will someday be part of the Trump presidential library. He was ultimately indicted on charges of hoarding classified records and obstructing the FBI, but the case was dismissed last summer. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Mourners buried the remains of one of the last hostages released in the first phase of the ceasefire between Hamas terrorists and Israel. Negotiators are seeking to iron out a second phase of the deal that could end the war in Gaza and see the remaining live hostages returning home. This is SRN News. Christians are preparing for Lent.
It begins on Wednesday, March the 5th this year, the traditional 40-day period of fasting and prayer in preparation for Easter celebrations. Lent echoes the 40 days that Christ spent in the desert as detailed in the Gospels. While not everybody observing Lent will actually fast for the duration, it has become a tradition in the West for an individual to give something up for Lent. Recently, conducting a digital media fast during the period has become popular. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center foreshadows future religious decline in this country. There's a huge age gap in the demographics, with 46% of the youngest American adults identifying as Christian compared to 80% of the oldest. Young adults are also three times more likely than the oldest group to be religiously unaffiliated. One question is whether young adults are firmly rejecting organized religion. This is SRN News. An elderly Jewish woman who endured World War II Nazi horrors has passed away.
Rose Giron, believed to be the oldest living Holocaust survivor, as well as a strong advocate for sharing survivors' stories, has died. She was 113. She died Monday in New York. Giron was born January 13, 1912, in Poland. One of about 245,000 survivors still living across more than 90 countries.
Correspondent Rich Thomason says 6 million European Jews and other minorities were killed during the Holocaust. Texas health officials say the number of people with measles has increased to 146 in rural West Texas, outbreak that led this week to the death of a school-aged child who was not vaccinated. The number of cases in the outbreak had increased by 22 since Tuesday. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.